Welcome to Align Your Practice, an exploration of the seamless relationship between the business of chiropractic and the future of natural healthcare. Join us as we engage with an array of talent, from seasoned experts to passionate new entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joe Esposito.
Welcome to the Align Your Practice podcast. I have Eric Ron, the Chief Operating Officer of Align Life, on the call today. How are we doing, Eric?
Awesome. Coming off an amazing weekend at Revolution. So it's been a great start to the week.
Yeah. So let's dive into that. I want to talk about what is your story and is it damaging your business? That's where we're going to dive in. So those of you on the call, you may or may not know, you have a story. A story that's limiting your potential, limiting your growth, suffocating the expansions and the promotion and the scale of your business. So we were at our annual convention. And honestly, I hate to say it as a cliche, but it definitely was the best one we've ever had. Usually every year you say, that was our best one. But truly, it's been, after 12, 13 years, it was by far the best outcome. And I know your phone was lit up the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, it has. Just getting the same feedback, whether it was, you know, kind of post dinner on Saturday night and having so many conversations, and then all the conversations that have happened these last couple of days, I've been hearing a lot of the same type of feedback.
Yeah, it felt good to hear it from our vendors, the same comments, and then from our corporate team, and then also from our clinics, and then our clinic staff. So it was like so refreshing when you know you nailed something, like, ah, that feels good. So really the theme, Eric, it was interesting how congruent the conference was. And I think that's why we got such good response, is that from my opening talk that was talking about, it was in a sense talking about the story, talking about, you know, how we're positioning our business, how most of the thoughts we have are the same every day, that we're caught in some stagnation. And then we dove into some of the work that you talked about in the business, Joe talked about, Clarino talked about, the difference between worth and confidence, self-confidence versus self-worth, really amazing clarity. And then our guest speaker, Tracy, that really dove into story. So what's your take on a high level? Let's break this down a little bit from the discussion.
Yeah, I think, you know, we went into this with the overall theme, amplifying value, because we want to make sure that everybody understands all of the different value points that Align Life has, but kind of like the subcontext underneath this amplifying value of all of the things that a system provides is that you also have to like unwind stories that might keep you from amplifying your own value. So that's kind of what I saw in each one of these talks was, it's like when you pull the string, it's one thing to pull the string from the value, but when you pull it all the way back to figure out what's undergirding how we process or how we think about our business, we all have a background, we all have stories, we all have scar tissue, all of these different things that affect the way we process, depending on, and we saw that in this, the talks with Dr. Stu Burnson, you know, when he was talking with the docs in regards to what undergirds the way they look at their business. It's amazing how the way we process our business can be attached to all of these different things throughout our life, honestly, that makes us decide and having a consciousness. I go back to our last podcast when we were just talking about the consciousness, and what this was doing was unwinding some of that consciousness so that those who may have come in a little bit unconscious to their biases and those sorts of things, I think walked away with understanding like everything in my life is what leads to the decisions I make in my business.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we backtrack to what I started with on value is like, I don't think chiropractors value chiropractic to the level of the value that the profession provides. I think there's a gap. I was comparing it to orthodontics. I was comparing it to physical therapy, the value exchange of removing pressure off a nerve under five layers of muscle with the right force and amplitude. And like, it's pretty wild what a chiropractor provides to create more connection from the brain to the body through communication. And it's amazing. And the limiting economic value that a chiropractor provides for their own business is something that needs to be broken and something that we're focused on in Align Life to hold maximum value for the integrity and the authenticity of the service that's being provided. So that's, we started there. Then I went into personal value. We talked about, what if you doubled your personal value? What would it do for the side deals you do in your business, the wheeling and dealing, the discounts and all this other stuff? You'd probably stop. What about your team? You accept mediocrity? You probably wouldn't. If you have a high value for yourself, a lot of your decisions will change. And then we talk about the value for the system of Align Life. High value creates high engagement, right? When you have high engagement, you get high results. So we talked about, I broke down those three levels of value and you brought up that breakout with Stu. I think that's what got a lot of charge by a lot of the clinic owners. And in essence, it was going over stats and saying, well, why is that like that? Well, because of X. Well, why is that like that? Well, because of Y. Well, why is that like that? Well, because of Z. And that eventually we got to the point of, well, because I'm not following the systems. Well, because I'm burnt out and I need to regain my purpose. Well, because, and it became a personal thing. So like you said, how we operate and how we think about ourselves, the stories that we place on our business, in our minds about who we are, actually has an impact on the business. And it was interesting because he kept breaking it down, right? Until he got to something that the person said that was literally self-ownership at the last stage, right? It was blame, 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 victim, victim, victim. It's me. Because the only thing they can change is themselves, right? So it's like, if it's the economy, the weather, the president, the insurance, you can't really change those things until it gets to, well, I am blank. That's, you can change. And as soon as you own that, you can change the world, right?
So, yeah. So like, let's kind of back that all the way up in the very beginning when you talk about the value of chiropractic as it's related to orthodontics or some of these other services and what happens, you know, and I thought you did a really good job of sort of mapping out the high level of orthodontics and what it is that they're doing, and they're moving bones as well. Right. And I think where the story interrupts all of that is that just the story of chiropractic, like one of the first things that most of us have to unwind is chiropractic real? You know, is it like, you know, that's the story. That's the story that's in the public face. And here I am, a guy that's coming in, not a chiropractor, I'm not a doc, I'm a business guy who's been, my life has been affected by chiropractic for sure. And so I've been able to live those results. But I think sometimes, if we were honest, I think some of the issues that we face inside of the chiropractic world is, I think sometimes chiropractic docs hear that story so often in the public place that it's underlying inside of them, and they don't even realize it, that they're not even, it's not that they're not bought in, it's just that they know that most people's starting place is just trying to prove that what chiropractic has is value. Now we can start to price the value accordingly because of the bones that we're moving and all those sorts of things. And so it's a story that is a national story to some degree that you're trying to unwind. Now, when you look at how the rest of that weekend sort of played out, and when Tracy Fisher came in and was doing her talk, and we were going through that exercise of mapping everything out of what's the story that we're trying to break. And when I was walking around the room and I'm looking at all the sheets on the wall that people were filling out sort of when everything was done, those sheets sat up there. It was very similar. There's 20 different sheets that had almost the exact same things on each one of them that everybody is trying to figure out how to, what is the reason why we aren't doing something, right? Like, we're trying to figure out what are the things that we need to do next. And a lot of it was just trying to figure out what is the things that we're not doing that we should be doing. And what's the story that we believe is the reason why we're not following the system or not following whatever it is that we should be following. And so it's funny because it wasn't even like the concept that we're talking about right now of the story wasn't even so much the theme of that word being used all the way throughout. It matured throughout the weekend. So by the time we were done, that's what happened. We amplified our value through understanding our stories.
Yeah, you made a good point there, like the narrative, the national narrative, the old guard of medicine trying to denounce the value of this. There's some of that and some of that old stuff that's a lot of it's gone, but there's still a little bit of that trickle. But I think it still holds in the culture of our value, even though the narrative may be dissipated. The new age of medicine understands the value, but I think we're still holding the scarcity poverty culture, even though maybe that narrative is slowly fading. But I think we have to make a stance as a profession to hold our value. And I think it's groups like Align Life and other groups, the great groups out there, the other franchise organizations, the other group clinics like Cairo One and other ones. I think it's those groups that can help set the stage of the next tier of chiropractic in the industry, right? We got to make a stance as an industry, not as us individual companies of like, this is the value. Like, guys, that story's over. Here's the value of this profession. And I think that's why the personal side is so big, is because there may be leftover culture that needs to be cleaned. Now we can actually, we can stand there and work on ourselves, and that will help us offset the national story.
So. Yeah, it's an initial conviction level, you know, and when we're honest about where our convictions are at on chiropractic, whether they're high, medium, low, at least there's a starting place, because we have the consciousness. Remember, if we go back to that, we have the consciousness of knowing what it is that we need to talk to, and then we're able to talk directly to that. Whenever I've had conversations with some of our franchise owners, a lot of times the line of questioning that I'm using is that we're trying to figure out, like, what are the questions that we are truly trying to answer? What are the things that are the problems that we're trying to get to? And one of those is just trying to make sure that everybody understands the true value. Do you believe this has value? Okay, yes, you do. So now let's map that out to what that looks like to the patient and how we're going to show that value to the patient, because the patient needs to understand the perspective of who they trust in their healthcare world. They want to trust all of their docs. They want to trust all of the healthcare professionals that they're going to. And the best way to become trustworthy is that you have to have that conviction to speak to it, because we know it works. And every once in a while, we have to check in with ourselves and be able to sit down and say, okay, what do I truly believe? And what is the evidence show? And we'll just follow the path of where that evidence brings us. So I think what we learned this weekend is, as we were able to dive deeper into all sorts of things, whether it was the financial aspect of it, whether it was the operational aspect of it, whether it was the conviction aspect of it, the heart, or even just sort of what got the docs from point A to point B, we learned that every single thing has a story. That's why I like financial statements. The financial statements tell you a story. Like, you're just piecing together whatever that is saying, and you're using that to be what aligns me to what are my business strategies going to be because of the story that's here and here that we're seeing here. But what's also attached to that is, just take the revenue line. When we talk about, like, being able to increase a revenue line within our business, we have to say, what is the story that we believe that we can or can't do to increase our revenue? Because I think sometimes we limit we saw what people were saying. We limit ourselves because we have a story that we have to unravel that's telling us whether or not we believe that we can do X, Y, Z. And once we get through all of that, now we know we can, because now it tests our convictions and we see where our convictions are. We answer the questions to our convictions.
Well, you actually limit the ability to execute a system if there's an underlying story, because if you remove that, like you said, we know a system works. We know we can create the outcome. The service offering strong. The results are great. It's just the story can impede the utilization of a system. So the win for me in the story is first writing the story. So I have some limitations on what I see as scale and success. And until I was asked the question to write it, I didn't know the story. So we live inside the stories that we don't know. That's the scary part. It's because we're making decisions in business. You have the system, you're using some piece of it, but you're making decisions based on the story in your mind. It could be as simple as, I'm not worth it. I'm not smart enough, good looking enough. I don't have enough experience. I'm not as good of an adjuster. I don't know business. It could be simple, one linear thought or it could be complex. But when I had to write the story, and I wrote it in 10 seconds, as if it was sitting in my mind waiting to come out, now it's conscious. The story is subconscious. Then you put it conscious, you're like, wow, that's weird. Yeah, that's, I did believe that. And you start breaking the belief right away. And what Tracy did is she broke it down and said, take that story and pull all the facts out. And mine was this long story, and all the facts I could climb out is, I have opportunities, and that was it. Like, I couldn't get any more value out of the garbage I was stating in my story. So my story was self-contrived, totally made up, and something I lived under. And then she said, what are the emotions when you hear that story? And then you have to, so then when you feel the emotion, when you're making the decision in the business, let's say investing in marketing, you get this weird feeling. Well, I don't think I can do it. I'm not smart enough. You get that emotion and then you start believing the story and then you don't do what you need to do. Then you're like, whoa, so I'm not going to do justice to her architectural breakdown, but she architected this, right? In like 7 stages till at the end, it was hard not to lose your story, right? So really remarkable.
As we kind of close this out, I think I just kind of want to reiterate what I said at the end of the night on Saturday night. When you think about when you come to conferences or you're in a training session and we always feel like there has to be something that we have to bring with us to move forward. But sometimes we have to leave something behind. And I think that was such a huge takeaway for me is like, we don't need to feel burdened by more things to do. There are things that we have to refine and always be doing to be a better business person. But I think at the end of that, I realized that there was just baggage I needed to leave behind, because leaving the baggage behind gives me a cleaner slate so that I can do the other things that are going to increase my business.
Wow, that is big, because as entrepreneurs, you think more, more, more. And following one of my favorite books, Essentialism, is like creating the gap to create the new you, the new business, the new whatever it is. And I love what you said. How refreshing is it? Go to a conference and leave with less stuff than you had, less thought than you had. I'm like, whoa, that's a different angle, right? Think about it.
Yeah, because it's just like so many people felt a lot of emotion throughout this weekend. You know, there's just a lot of, and I think most people left super encouraged. And I think part of the leaving encouraged was because for some of us, the first time ever, we were able to really see our story like right out in front of us. And it's just a huge aha moment. And so, but that story that some people had could feel very burdensome. And so there was clarity around this burden that I came here strapped to my back. I get to pull off and just leave it. And I don't need to carry that burden with me anymore. I can look at this through a fresh lens and start building a new story.
That's why it was a unique conference. That's why I think we have people leaving. They just want to be more accountable. They didn't want to learn new techniques or new things. They were like, they just want to be more accountable. So it was a very different, very unique ending to a weekend, which I think is going to create more impact than teaching more and more things to actually do.
Yeah, so, for sure.
All right. Great call. If you have questions on this concept, if you'd like a practice audit, looking at your systems and where there's gaps and how we can help you scale and grow, definitely reach out to Align Life, alignlifeopportunity.com. And we'd love to dive in and see how we can help you get rid of your stories and help you build the business of your dreams. So thanks again, Eric, for getting on. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks.
This episode was brought to you by Align Life Chiropractic and Natural Health Centers. If you're interested in creating your dream practice or want to know more about Align Life, go to AlignLifePodcast.com.